This is something horrible this way comes. The remix with feathers. Written by Meatball 42. Read by Mistborn Hero. A Marvel Cinematic Universe podfic rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Natasha Romanoff and Tony Stark. It is tagged for Untitled Goose Game Fusion, Avengers Endgame Movie, Honk. Summary. Something was wrong. It was way weirder than Natasha could have imagined. She didn't know what to think of it. When Natasha had returned from Boromir with the Infinity Stone, there wasn't any time. Clint was dead, they had a job to do, Bruce wore the gauntlet, brought everyone back, and then Thanos arrived, somehow, and they had to fight allies, their teammates who had been gone for years, as Guardians, Wakandans, Carol showed up at just the right time. They won. And then she saw it. Honk! A little white bird in the middle of the crowd of Avengers and honorary Avengers as they started to come together around Tony. It was untouched by the smoke and grime of the battle. It ran between people, making them stumble, nipping at them and making them flinch in pain. Natasha was surprised. No one else shot it on sight. Sam touched down beside the crowd that surrounded Tony and did a field check. Natasha couldn't pay attention. The bird, it was a goose, from the loud honk, 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 was posturing in front of the Guardians. The most trigger-happy team Natasha had ever heard of, and yet they all just winced at the noise. Honk! None of them even kicked at it. Honk! Natasha missed Sam's pronouncement that Tony would leave, because the goose was honking too loudly. The cheers caught her attention, and when she realized the news, her relief overcame her confusion. The goose didn't go away, and no one else was able to see it. The Avengers and friends who didn't have anywhere to go immediately ended up in New Asgard, on the ship that had survived Thanos' attack to bring the Asgardians to Earth. The hallways of the ship echoed with the goose's sound. It stole people's things. Honk! It knocked over platters at mealtimes. Honk! It kept Natasha up all night. She joked that the ship must be haunted. Honk! Testing the waters. Honk! And her friends laughed. Only Thor looked thoughtful, but even he brushed the comment off. Honk! 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 Natasha thought she must be going crazy. It followed her around, beat her when she talked to her friends, jumped on her when she finally fell asleep. Honk! It could get through any door. She couldn't get away from it. Tony found her one night, pacing the halls of the ship. The goose trailed her, poking its head into rooms as they passed, occasionally squawking. Honk! She nearly walked into Tony, but he caught her shoulder just in time. "Hey, I've been calling your name," he said, peering down into her eyes. "Didn't you hear me?" Natasha smiled tiredly, shook her head. Sorry, I was...
Hunk!
Thinking. Don't lie to me. Tony said, both stern and soft in his concern. His hands stayed on her shoulders, the way they had started to the last year or two. The snap hadn't been good for much, but it had brought people closer, the ones who had been left behind. She relaxed under his hands, even as the goose shuffled around her, ruffling its feathers. Natasha, Tony said sharply. She hadn't even realized that her eyes had started to close. Tell me what's going on, he pleaded. So, she did. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2024 for the challenge Mood, where we are supposed to make animal sounds as we record something. I know this doesn't have scripted animal sounds, but I added a lot of honks into the thing so you can feel like Natasha feels. Thank you for listening, I hope you enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.